Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Started a chapter on proceeding to the masjid with dignity and proceeding for knowledge. In other words, going for talks, going for a majlis, going for a bayan. Proceeding the way we are going, the way we are moving, we should move with composure and move with dignity. Sanjeedgi. In Urdu we say sanjeedgi, the way a person is moving, he's moving with dignity, he's moving with respect. He's not racing and he's going. He's not going last minute. And he's not going in such a manner like somebody looks at him, this person is rushing and racing. But rather he's preparing from early. And I know, for example, Salah is at 3:30. So at least from 2:30 or so I'm up. I'm starting to prepare to get ready so that I can get my tahajjud salat. I can move towards the masjid. I don't have to race last minute. This is all part of etiquette of that ibadah that we're going for. Or if I got to go for some lesson, some dars, something that is dini related, making sure that I'm on time. Actually, this principle also applies when it's something with regards to our dunya. If a person is meticulous about time, then he won't have to always make excuses for being late. Why? Because he's particular. He's got appointment at 8 o'clock. He's already leaving before 8 o'clock. Well before 8 o'clock. He's there at least few minutes before 8 o'clock. So that people will know that this is a person of time. If in our dunya, as far as our worldly things, we are encouraged to be on time, how much more on time we should be for salah? How much more on time we should be for the, for those things of worship, for those things of ilm, of knowledge, etc. All those things that are linked to ibadat. So this is part of our teaching, the way we go, the gait, the mannerism, the style that we use. All this is part of our deen. Sometimes you find, nowadays we don't see it so much, but in the old days, many masjids had wooden floors. And then you'll find when the imam is going in ruku, it sounds like almost like a horse racing event is going. There's so many people that are running. And they are coming to catch that ruku. But that should never be the style and the way. That is against the etiquette of the masjid. That is against the etiquette of salat. People should be well in advance, sitting and waiting for salah. Not that the salah now starts, and now people are all rushing towards the salah. So today we'll do hadith that finishes off this chapter. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, annahu dafa'a man Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawma arafa. فسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وراءه زجرا شديدا وضربا وصوتا للإبل فأشار بصوته إليهم وقال يا أيها الناس عليكم بالسكينة فإن البر ليس بالإضاع رواه البخاري. هذا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that he was returning with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of Arafah. So now we can imagine, this was Hajjatul Wada', Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all his companions. What a Mubarak moment that was. And now they're returning from Arafah, the main day. The day when the crowds now all are returning after sunset from Arafah. So said Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he was fortunate, the young boy he was, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had put him on his camel. So he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so to speak, in his car. He and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were moving. So he is explaining this hadith now. He's saying that what had happened on this occasion. Normally you would find that on the occasion of Hajj, you would expect noise, you'll expect a crowd, you'll expect fast movement and people moving in a rush. But on this occasion, look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that he was returning with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Arafah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a loud rebuke, scolding. He heard a blow, something being struck, and the sound of a camel behind him. What had happened was, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in front, and the sahaba were behind him. So they were rushing. They were trying to be as close as possible to Rasulullah sallam, and they were all trying to move now from Arafah. And in that haste, they were trying to hasten the movement of their camels. So what they were doing, they were striking it. People were shouting at the camel. They were screaming. So there was a din being made, a noise being made, some type of a rush that was happening behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard that this was happening, he pointed his whip towards them and he said, O people, remain calm, as it is not an act of devotion to proceed in haste. This is not an act of devotion, an act of ibadah that you must rush and you must move. You must stay calm. This is what a believer is taught. In fact, even when meeting the enemy, we are taught, I'm talking about in battle, at that time also maintain composure, maintain calmness. This helps a person in many, many different walks of life. If there's some emergency that happens, for example, there's a need to go urgently to the hospital, there's an accident, or there's a need on the road to make a quick move, that person that is calm, That person that is composed, his thinking also is much better than that person that is in a panicky stage, that person that is rushing, that person that is moving very, very hastily, impulsively. So it helps a person in his business also not to make an impulsive, quick decision. It helps him in his life also. It helps him in his deen also. It will help him in his marriage also. It will help him in so many different ways. A person is composed, he's calm, he's collected, he thinks before he does anything. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.